Hey, this podcast replay, it's brought to you by Sports Grill with 7 great locations. Check out the Bird Road and Miami Lakes locations. Sports Grill is the home to the legendary Sports Grilled Wings, and catch our Dolphins pre- and post-game shows at the Miami Lakes and Bird Road locations for the 2021 season.
The whole Watson thing has come up again. And Aaron, I got to tell you, I've gotten kind of cynical about this because every time it's come up, nothing has happened. And I almost feel like this is the same thing again. It's come up. And this time, I don't know, Aaron, man, I keep feeling like it's coming all from the Houston side, that they're trying to stir this thing up, not so much on the Miami side.
Right.
So walk me through all this. What do you know? Because McClain is as respected as it gets in our business, obviously. And when he throws it out there, you kind of wonder, okay, wait a minute, he's not making stuff up. So this throws me for a loop here. So walk us through all of this.
Right. Yeah. I'm only going to comment on reporting, not any respect to everyone and their reporting, but yeah, I'll tell you what I believe, what I know, and leave it to that, if that's all right with you. What I can tell you is no trade is imminent. They continue to hold trade discussions. They are more optimistic now than they were before. That still doesn't mean that a deal will be struck. And it's very complicated, as we've outlined many times, because of his unresolved legal situation. I'm not even referring to the lawsuits. I'm referring to the presence of 10 criminal complaints that are still being investigated by the Houston Police Department, including 8 litigants in 22 civil lawsuits, 2 non-complainants, two non-litigants among the complainants. So 2 of the 10 are not suing Deshaun Watson for alleged sexual harassment and or sexual assault. And because the grand jury that's been impaneled hasn't heard the case yet, this hasn't come before them. What I expect now is that the November 2nd trade deadline will come and go without any word from the Harris County District Attorney's Office and their human trafficking division. That's who handles sex crimes, alleged sex crimes. So because you don't have that closure, the Miami Dolphins or any other team, you are flying blind because you don't know when he'll become available. So you're hoping that everything will go fine with legal. But when even his own attorney, Rusty Harden, couldn't tell you what's exactly going to happen, other than, you know, they feel like, you know, they have refuted the allegations, said that he's not guilty of any crime. He has not been charged with a crime. It creates a major uncertainty. And I would just say this, it does affect trade negotiations. How could it not? So what you have here, Big O, is a situation of the Texans, as motivated as you could be to move on while not sacrificing. Sorry for the, I've been traveling a lot and I'm going to look cold. While not sacrificing the value of a potential franchise-altering move with such a dynamic talent, the Dolphins, seemingly in desperation mode at 1-5, the Texans leaning into their rebuild and, you know, basically, you know, doing nothing where you would say a team that say, hey, we're going to contend this year. No, they cut one of their leading pass rushers, Whitney Merciless, in franchise history, when they already owed him the money, just simply to make room for younger players to get on the field more because he was taking up some of those snaps. They're not trying to push for anything right now. They just want to position themselves for the future. The Dolphins, I believe that, you know, when you do things, things come out. When you don't have a deal, you always have to wonder about the agenda. And here's the agenda. You want the Dolphins to give and give until it hurts. Right. And make sure that the trade is right where you want it. So now that they've said, hey, we're optimistic through sources, you can, you know, probably you've been doing this long enough, you can ascertain how that happens. Then you have pressure on the Miami Dolphins, Chris Greer, Brian Flores, and we're going to see who blinks. And it's a game of brinkmanship. You're heading right down to the deadline. I'll tell you something. Why does this deal have to happen now? Well,
exactly.
it changes things for the Dolphins. You know, it shows, hey, we're trying to do something. It won't salvage their season. And I believe, despite what many have said, the NFL would have put him on the exempt list if the Texans had attempted to play him or if he'd wanted to play, which he didn't. I think that jeopardy of him being shut down, regardless of whether he's not indicted or, you know, if he's indicted, obviously he would go automatically on the exempt. That's the rule. But if he is not charged, I could still see the NFL be like, wait a minute. For public relations, they could try to shut him down. You could try to fight it. I don't know if you'd have any success at all. It's all up to Roger Goodell, what he feels like doing.
The NFLPA will have something to say about that also, Aaron.
They don't have any power to go.
Oh, really?
Okay. You think it's a strong union that has a lot of flex?
It's not baseball. No.
I'm talking about reality, not what people might try and what they say and all those things. I'm just talking about what could happen. So if he gets shut down, and then you're looking at when the case gets settled. The lawsuits is not immaterial, but that's more public relations. It's about the criminal case, and that hasn't gone away. If he somehow avoids an indictment, that's possible because there's no audio, video, or DNA evidence that we've heard about. He said it's a very serious case, very serious allegations, and I take those allegations very seriously. As someone that, you know, I've had some things, you know, I've said before, taken out of context, and I've had situations come up like with that, with this story. It's a very thorny, difficult, and complex and serious story. Oh, what I would say is it may not happen. There's a possibility that, as you know, you alluded to, we have another false start.
Right.
I would just say, as motivated as everyone is, the deal's got to be just right. And then you have the Tua Tagovailoa situation. And no one, including the Texans, seems to want him to make him their guy. So what's the exit strategy? How do you unload Tua? And if you're the Texans, you know, and I've heard about this, that there could be another deal because they're going to look to use some of this capital, not just draft. So, and that's a developing situation, kind of a wish situation that may or may not develop. That said, and I can't say more about that one right now because I need to do more reporting on it. It's very complicated, and it wouldn't surprise me either way if it happened, doesn't happen. I think it's like a 50-50 situation right now, Bigo. And, you know, as motivated as everyone is, I think everybody has to be very realistic that there's a lot of things that don't make this a normal trade situation. If he was simply just the player wants to be traded and he loves Miami and he loves to hang out in the Miami, you know, in Wynwood and all those things and vacation there and has friends on the team like Christian Wilkins, former Clemson teammate, then sure, but it's not that simple. And football is not the most important thing here. The perspective has to be, this is a legal matter. This is a very serious legal matter, and that can't be ignored. And if that's pushed aside, the cart's put before the horse about, well, I can't wait to have him on the football field, well, then you lose sight of the big picture. The big picture is you have to take care of one step to get to another, and then eventually he can wear another team's uniform, which is his wish. I actually saw Deshaun yesterday. Nodded my hello, and I was there at the Texans facility there to get my COVID test so I can cover practice and press conferences. And, you know, he is there every day working out, training with the strength coach, and doing what's required and waiting for that day when he can be free and play for another team.